talking Grand Junction Tigers football with Coach Landon McGee on the team.
And joining us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He's the head coach of the Grand Junction Tigers. Landon McGee joins us. Landon, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
You bet, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
I know that you and your staff, you know, heading that game, the Black and Blue Trophy game last Friday night, you knew it was going to be a really tough game. Fruita Monument has had a big physical offensive line, really good running attack, and Corbin Rowell has turned into a really nice complement in terms of their passing game. You knew it was going to be a tough challenge. And, look, I thought your kids hung in there at times. I thought Tanner Roerig did a really nice job in the kick return game. Isaiah Biasek, I thought, had some good plays as well throwing the football. It's just tough right now with Fruita Monument being a really good team up front on both sides of the football. They've got great skill players. It was a really tough challenge for your kids this last Friday night.
You know, it was. We played well at times. We've got some shoring up to do to put an entire game together. But to match the size and physicality is just the part of the program that we're in, and we've got to keep building and working towards that. That complete game to put together.
Like I mentioned, Isaiah Biasek, who got the play the week before against Skyline, when Peyton Brock got hurt, he got the start at quarterback on Friday night. Like I said, the young man doesn't have a ton of snaps under his belt as your starting quarterback, but I thought he made some good throws on Friday night.
He did. You know, he is learning. He's spending a lot of time with our offensive staff. After practice, and he's learning the offense, and he's doing his due diligence to get better. Watching a lot of film, asks a lot of great questions. He's a great kid, and he's working really hard to learn the position and to be as much of a factor as he can in that offense.
Landon McGee, the head coach of the Grand Junction Tigers football team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. River Mulvey, I thought, did a nice job on both sides of the football for you. Had the rushing touchdown on Friday night for your lone touchdown in the football game, but also did a nice job at that safety spot for you as well.
He did. You know, we put a lot on our two outside safeties, our strong and our weak safety against Fruita's offense, and setting an edge and coming down and taking on some outside blockers, and he did a great job on the one side over there. You know, he just works hard. He continues to work hard, and you know, he's like every kid we have out there. You know, he wants to win. He wants to keep improving and getting better. And he's had a pretty good attitude about it so far, and keeping to pump our defense and our offense as far as they go.
Tigers head football coach Landon McGee with us today on the Team Sports Network. Your team's off to an 0-3 start. And what was the message to your kids, Landon, after that game Friday night?
You know, our message is we are getting better. You know, we are competing. You know, we went we put the ball on the ground four times in our first two games. We had four offensive turnovers, and we also had four or five takeaways in each of those games. Against Fruita Friday night, we didn't turn the ball over. We had the one. But other than that, you know, we are getting better. We are fighting. We are being competitive. And you know, you take away a fourth down, which was a great call on Cam's part on fourth down, the reverse, which was an awesome call on his part, and we didn't step up and play the reverse the way we should. But and then we give up a touchdown in the first half on a fly, and we kind of got sucked into the play action, and which happens in high school football. A lot of it's part of our growing and development, you know, as football players and understanding the game. We played well. You know, we got better. We fought the entire game. Our kids know where they're supposed to be. We need to put the entire game together and stay together and keep learning and fighting together. Which is they are. The kids are doing a great job of staying as together and up as they can.
Grand Junction head football coach Landon McGee with us on the Team Sports Network. Another rivalry game for your team. This time it's Central. Central's coming off the 17-0 loss at 5A Boulder Fairview, where, look, that's an impressive defensive effort by the Central Warriors. You know, the Brandon Milholland hoped to find the end zone a couple of times in that game, but playing a team as good as Fairview's been to start out the season, It says a lot about Brandon's defense has right now. They played well back-to-back weeks, the win against Palisade, and now played pretty well against the Knights of Boulder Fairview.
Yeah, they have. They've got a pretty solid unit over there. They've got some big kids up front. They fly around to the football. You know, it's like what every defensive football team wants to do. Central is doing. They've got some great pursuit. They've got some good kids. They have a different defensive scheme put together every week that seems to confuse offenses and keep them looking for something to do. So they're playing very well, and offensively they are too. You know, I mean. Hickey's doing a great job running that offense, and they're moving the ball when they need to, and it's a huge challenge for us this week.
And Justin Blanton, a real burner at the wide receiver spot as well. He's always a threat. Now I think DJ Winters for them has played really well on both sides of the football, Landon.
Yes, he has. He's a kid that caught our eye as well as just a solid football player for them.
Well, Landon, we appreciate the time. We'll have the game.